You were just listening to Wildland by my guest Jakub Chupinski. The entire composition is based on the sounds of animals. Quite a work, and I can understand why you got really involved with it while listening to it here in the studio.
Yes, it was a very, very new way of thinking about music and creating it, so yeah, definitely. It was great time.
Yeah, well, I want to thank you so much, Jakub Chupinski, for coming on being a guest.
My pleasure.
Because we have another guest coming up. His name is Jakub Jacques, and we're going to be listening to his music. In fact, we're going to go to that right now. You were just listening to Nagłówek by Jakub Jacques. And I'd like to welcome you, Jakub, to the show. Thank you so much for coming.
Yes, well, that's...
Oh, gosh, you have such a similar voice. Actually, I mean, we're just having some fun here. Jakub Jacques is Jakub Chupinski, the same person. And I guess you use the different name for your different style or your different genre of
exactly,
music.
Exactly, yes, to distinguish them. The whole story began when I signed a contract with Sony back in Poland, and one of the boss of Sony had a conversation with me, and he said, look, your name is quite long and it's hard to market it well. Are you okay with having a nickname or like a stage name? And I was actually very pleased because I wanted to distinguish my classical music from my non-classical music. So if someone gets a CD by Jakub Jacques, he won't be very surprised if he gets another CD by Jakub Chupinski, because he will know that's two different people. I just want to show this is what I do as classical and this is what I do as more pop.
Interesting. And when did you, with the pop music now, has this been kind of writing the same styles, let's say, or the different same genres, both at the same time? In other words, did you get one into later? Was pop before classical?
I think I got into both of them at the same time. Obviously, it's not like mainstream pop. I'm not the kind of guy who will jump on the stage and like scream to the microphone. I started with mixing world music with some electronica. I'm still following this style, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, we're going to go now to another one of your selections. This is from an album called White Crocodile. Tell us a little bit about this album and the piece we're going to hear, Morgan's Forge.
Yeah, this album was, as I said, was more about ethnic influences mixed with electronica. Mm-hmm. It was my second album. And the title White Crocodile comes from the story I heard in Malaysia from one of the women there that her tribe believes in. in white crocodile that lives in the river, which mm-hmm. is a spirit that protects them. So this is the theme of the whole album.
Well, we're going to hear it now. Is this all electron? I mean, is this, do you have live musicians in here? Or?
Well, I had a lot of live musicians in the previous CD before mm-hmm. This one, but on this one, I recorded everything in my own studio, and I played a lot of different ethnic instruments. So almost all instruments here are played by myself.
By you, yeah.
Tracks, and I had the very talented vocalists that work with me, Kasia Malanda. So most of the instruments that you hear will be either electronic or played by me.
Okay, well, we're going to hear the selection now. This is Morgan's Forge by my guest. Well, I'm just going to say by my guest, Jakub.
Okay.
I think, well, and then you can decide which last name you want to use. It's actually Jakub Chupinski or Jakub Jacques. Here we go. Just listening to Morgan's Forge by Jakub Chupinski or Jakub Jacques. Well, we're going to hear one more selection. After we do that, We're going to hear a couple of other avant-garde selections from Poland, and then we'll end the whole show with a composition of yours, Jakub. So it should be tremendous fun. We're going to listen now from your album we began with, Dobra Droga. That's a tongue twister a little bit after, especially being on the air for, 7 hours now. You wanted to mention, something about this, you said.
Actually,
about
the previous piece, because...
Yeah, go ahead, sure.
I was talking about the album White Crocodile in general, where I had a lot of ethnic influences. But this particular piece that you've just heard is quite unique on this album because I used sounds from the factory. So we went with my friend and recorded real factory sounds back in Poland, and I used them. So it's similar idea as in Wildland before, but this time I didn't use animals.
You used factories.
So you can actually hear some of the tools used as instruments.
Well, very good. Well, Jakub, thanks so much for coming.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
It's been a great experience having you, and I think you're obviously a very creative, gifted composer, but I think also another thing to be aware of, to mention, to kind of wrap this up a little bit, is in this day and age, a composer can write in many different styles, in many genres, and be very successful in all of them. And I think this is showing what's happening in music today, and more composers, you know. I don't think it's... You can really just say, oh, this is classical, this is pop, this is new age, this is world music. I think we have to stop categorizing, and I think your music and listening to it really illustrates why we should be.
I hope so.
Thanks so much.
Thank
we listen now once again to the music by my guest, Jakub Jacques. Thank you.